question on feeling.
Yeah.
Mindfulness of feeling.
Yes.
Sometimes quite often you have painful feeling.
Yeah.
That you're trying to forget. But then you keep coming back.
Mm-hmm.
So how would you practice to have citta release it? And we'll be not suffering so much.
Well, I mean, that's where the Buddha points to. There's two feelings in the sense of there's a physical feeling and then a mental feeling. So in the sense that there's the physical feeling of pain that one feels and then the mental reaction to it. I mean, the pain is a mental feeling, but it's there's sort of like there's a painful sensation. And then the mind creates suffering around it. Doesn't like it, doesn't want it. So that some things we can't actually make go away. But we can not add to the emotional feeling of complication that we tend to do. Because that and then it can just be a simple, unpleasant sensation or a simple, painful sensation.
Okay. So it's like Bob was saying that just don't add, which means something like don't blame people, don't blame yourself. Don't.
Yeah, I mean, there's all the whole spectrum of ways that we complicate and add to an experience. Because it's a really helpful tool for investigating what do I add, how do I relate to, how do I react to certain sensations. And the thing is, we notice it with painful because we don't want them. We do the same thing with pleasant, but because we're kind of we're okay with pleasant sensation, then we don't notice that it's getting complicated. And, you know, on a certain level, it's even more complicated with neutral because we have to find something to complicate it with. Yeah. Well, it's just part of the investigation and kind of developing of the practice.